you want to help somebody, put it after you hit the dip, you know?
You've just hit a dip. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Welcome to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD, Frederick and the Four States Automotive Advice Program that is informative and entertaining, with your host, Dave Serio, and your phone calls at 443-847-TALK. And now, You Ought to Know.
Well, thank you, Frank, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show You Ought to Know every Saturday morning, 10 to 11 on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Blessing to be with you. Live broadcast the 19th of November, and already on the phone, we've got our first caller, Mike Lambert. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Well, that's great. Good to talk to you. You're there in Western Pennsylvania, and you know something I don't think we've talked about?
What's that?
The demise of my Magnum.
Did we have.
Did we talk about that here on the air?
Yes, we did.
Okay, I apologize. I didn't know. I know it's been a couple weeks since I've been on the air. We had Jose and Todd cover for me for the last 2 weeks, which, by the way, I'm very thankful for. These guys are great. We really enjoy them being on the air. Ryan did a great job of hosting. But, yeah, I wasn't sure if we talked about the poor Magnum and quick get the marshmallow situation.
That's right. Get the marshmallows.
That was an utter shock to me. But as we've mentioned, that 273,000 miles, it didn't owe me anything.
Yep, and it wasn't in your garage.
No, that's a good thing. Amen to that.
Yes, it was.
Unfortunately, yes, it didn't see a garage too often. It was if it went to a garage, it was being worked on. You know.
Yep.
So how are things up there in Western Pennsylvania? I heard you got some snow.
Yeah, a little chilly today. Started out about 18 degrees when we started on the first show, and then we got about an inch of snow yesterday. They have what they have snow squall warnings up here.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we had. We had sun, and then we had a half inch of snow, and then we had sun, and we had another half inch of snow.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting in the mountains.
And now you got a warm front going in. It's 24 degrees.
Yeah, it's gonna be chilly today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, I think the high is only in the 20 something with wind. Mm. This week coming up, we're supposed to be by Thanksgiving, we'll be in the 50s.
Well, maybe it'll be good to have the Ravens playing in Carolina tomorrow then.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank heavens we weren't scheduled to play Buffalo. Woo!
I know. Phew.
Can you imagine that you live in an area that is so cold and so snowed that you actually have a game changed to Detroit?
If I lived in Buffalo, I would have myself put in a home because I went nuts.
I would have too. I couldn't handle that. I mean,
no,
I remember in 2010 when we had those two storms back to back, and we got about, in my rural area of home, we got about 70 inches of snow.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was gone. I was so frustrated. It took us, I think it was 4 days before we even saw anybody that could come and start to plow. And again, as I mentioned in the earlier show, I had to get out there in that snow, and I'm 5'6", okay? 70 inches, give me a break.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm out there with a large pole trying to maneuver my way around in that stuff, trying to find my driveway.
Yep.
And, you know, people, it may sound like it's simple, but literally between the cornfields where my driveway meandered, you could not tell where anything was. It was just all white.
Yep.
It was tough.
I don't miss any of that.
Nope.
So, and up here,
you ain't going out of it.
I'm not going nowhere.
You don't have to go anywhere.
Nope.
The definition, definition of retired. I ain't got to go nowhere.
Right.
Yeah,
I just look out my window and wait for the friendly people of the township to plow my street.
Sounds good, mister. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about wiper blades and how to rejuvenate them as long as they're not too far gone.
Okay. And too far gone would be what?
Let's see. The blade missing all together.
Yeah.
The rubber, you know, the rubber's split, anything like that, the little end of it, like I see a lot of, is the end of it's flapping around, but the middle of it's okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's when they're a little too far gone and you got to replace them. But this will help you keep them on your car longer, and they'll work better, and you won't have to spend lots of money on new blades.
Well, I just replaced my wiper blades on my Chrysler 300 yesterday. The wiper blades were $26 each for 22-inch top-of-the-line Rain-X wiper blades. Okay, but $26 each.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, on top of that, the one that would be replaced on the driver's side, 90% of a small black strip had come off. So every time the wiper blade went around, it left that strip up in the windshield and back and forth. It was all over the place. So I got my money's worth out of those wipers.
But, And we want to take care of that before that happens.
Sure, because $52 is a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you don't take care of them, you'll be replacing them at least twice a year.
Yep.
So we don't want to do that.
No.
Okay.
Very good. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about that. And why don't you give out your phone number now, if you don't mind?
Sure. It's 410-487-3980. And tell Jasper to be quiet.
Well, he's excited about wipers. He really is. He's excited about wipers. He always has been.
Okay.
I didn't know you could hear him. He's all the way in the other room.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Now, Ruby Girl, she's right beside me right now saying Jasper's being bad.
Yep. she's ratting him out.
She's tatting him. Yep, no doubt about it. All right.
Okay.
So very good. All right. So we'll be back in just a few moments, Mike. So hang in there.
Okay.
And I'm Dave Sirio. The show's called You Ought to Know. We're here Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Taking your phone calls at 443-847-8255. We'll be right back.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted. A silent prayer for baby parted. Now I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my
lost your mileage with a dirty fuel system. Just a couple miles per gallon adds up to over $6 a tank, and that adds up to hundreds of dollars every year. In just one tank, you can clean your fuel system the professional way with BG44K. Service managers not only use it the most, they use BG44K almost 3-to-1 over any other. Find your shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
I got my mileage back.
BG.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's engine, transmission, or differential gives out, you need to call your auto repair techs to have a remanufactured Jasper product installed. They're built to be better than new, and they'll add years of life to your vehicle. And Jasper engines, transmissions, and differentials power winning cars in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and they'll make you a winner in your race of everyday life. For the nearest Jasper installer, visit jasperengines.com.
The Glenn Beck Program.
So, what are your thoughts on Nancy Pelosi's husband being hammered? That's ridiculous. The debacle that happened at the Pelosi compound. This is incredible. But that's beside the point. Glenn Beck. And they wonder why conspiracy theories bubble up. Well, because somebody thinks something's wrong.
Here at Glenn Beck Live, weekday mornings at 9 on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know.
Dynamic Automotive, with 4 locations there to serve you. Liberty Town, Urbana, New Market, and Frederick.
Hey there, pretty little lady. I got the perfect pew-pew for you.
Here at Hafer's Guns, we are crushing stereotypes just like this one through education and training. Hafer's Guns is proud to have an Armed Women of America chapter with over 150 ladies. We meet once a month to educate and train. We will give you the confidence to use your firearm safely and correctly and have fun while we do it. No judgment, no intimidation, no stereotypes, just guns. Find out more info on our website, www.hafersguns.com, or on our Facebook. Hafer's Guns, proud to be your one-stop gun shop.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG.
The tradition continues at the 39th Annual Maryland Christmas Show, an award-winning arts and crafts event bringing together many top artisans and craftsmen to make your holiday shopping an enjoyable event. It's a two-weekend event beginning Friday, November 18th, 19th, and 20th, and the following weekend on the 25th, 26th, and 27th. The hours are from 10 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, and 10 to 4 on Sunday. The tradition continues. Come enjoy the Maryland Christmas Show at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit online at MarylandChristmasShow.com.
It's Maryland Terrapins football on WFMD.
A service of HC Summer Feed and Supply in Jefferson and the Murray Financial Group. The Terps play Ohio State this Saturday afternoon starting at 2:30 on 930 WFMD.
Around here? Come on. Step on us. No.
The long arm of the law will never reach us.
Kinda stepping on it, weren't you?
Relax. I'll handle this. Officer, this man's been acting very suspiciously. If I were you, I'd have a look in the back of the car.
Well,
In the back. Boing! No. Please don't look in the back compartment, Mr. Officer.
Is that so now? Well, that's just what I'm going to do, mister.
Nelly! Oh. Well, let's go. I told you I'd keep you out of trouble, didn't I, Buster?
Some of the greatest actors ever in theater. Of course, the Warner Brothers cartoons with the best voice man ever, and no one will ever compete Mel Blanc, the one and the only. Fantastic operation, no doubt about it. Love Porky and Daffy on that particular rendition of the Warner Brothers cartoons. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show You Ought to Know. 10 to 11 here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's bring Mike Lambert back up on the stage once again. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
So we're talking wiper blades, and yep. A little difficult to go to wiper blades after Porky and Daffy. I mean, I know you're star stuff, you know.
Yes. But
the wiper blades, they're so important, and they're,
yep.
You know, how many times in the auto repair shop I've heard people say, you know, I don't think about them until it rains.
Exactly.
And that's really the truth. You know, and then all of a sudden you hit, I should have replaced those. Now is the time to think about them, right?
Exactly. So what you want to do, what they'll do for you is they do three things if you keep up on them. Is obviously it's safer when you're driving. They save you money, as you well know. Mm-hmm. And I think the most important thing, it eliminates the aggravation of the chattering and the squeaking and the not being able to see at nighttime coming home, especially when it gets dark early now.
Sure.
So if we take care of them, you'll eliminate all these problems.
You know,
so what you want to do.
You're talking like the old man that you are.
Yeah, I know. Get off my lawn.
Nighttime driving. Yep.
Yeah. So what you want to do is you want to make sure, obviously, that your windshield is clean. And you really need to have some kind of protection on your windshield, either a rain repellent or a coating. I don't even think they're optional anymore. I think you need to do this, and you only need to do that once or twice a year. So take care of that. And then you want to take your wiper blades, and you want to mix a solution of white vinegar and water, 50-50, half and half. And you don't need a lot, so you can do it in a little paper cup, and then you want to take a microfiber towel, or, as we said in Baltimore, a wash rag. Mm-hmm. And you want to put that, wet the cloth with that, and then you want to rub the rubber part of the wiper blade until you get no more black residue off. Now, what that'll do is that'll clean the rubber of all the dead rubber and all the debris that collects on the wiper, okay? And then it'll be spotlessly clean. Now, you want to follow that with a wipe down of isopropyl alcohol, whatever you've got, even hand sanitizer. You just want to get the vinegar residue off of the windshield wiper. And then they will be good to go. That will rejuvenate the vinegar and the water, rejuvenates the rubber, and the alcohol just spotlessly cleans them. But it'll take a few minutes, so you want to rub the vinegar and water solution on there. It'll take a few minutes until you get to where you're not pulling any black residue off of them. And then you will be good to go.
Now, we talked about this in our last show. Weather's coming, the ice, yep. The snow, the whole bit. What is your advice on the best way to protect your wiper blades during the snowstorms?
Okay. We've talked about this in the past. You see it a lot. Well, they'll just pull their wiper blades and let them stick up in the air. That's fine if that's what you want to do. But the issue you have is with these windshield wipers now, one of them usually is about 3 feet long, okay?
27 inches is not unusual, you're right.
Right. So that when the wind hits that, that's an awful lot of leverage and weight coming down to smack your glass. And if it's really cold outside, you have a really good chance of cracking the windshield, and we don't want to do that. So what I recommend is you either the papers that they throw on your front lawn that you really don't want, you can wrap them in the newspaper, or you can take the plastic bags from grocery shopping, and you can wrap them in that. And that'll keep the ice from building up on them. It'll keep them from sticking to the glass. So the next morning when you go out or whenever you got to go out and clean your windshield, it'll be much easier to deal with.
Sounds good. Appreciate that, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
410-487-3980.
During the business hours during the week, give Mike a call if you have any questions.
I appreciate it.
Hey, you're the man. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good call from Mike. We appreciate that so much. And keeping in mind that he is our detailing expert, as in spent many, many years full-time in the detailing business, and was well accredited. Plus, also, Mike also worked on some of the finest automobiles ever sold in this country. To give you an example, the first LaFerrari million-dollar-plus car to come into this country went right to him directly from Canada, went to his shop to have a coating put on it. It's unbelievable how that can happen. All right, we've got Craig Shipp on the line. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Well, it's kind of good. It is a little bit chilly here, too.
Nippy.
Yeah. And you know, the weatherman, I mean, he just doesn't get it right most of the time, Joe. Yesterday it was supposed to be sunny and no wind.
Right.
And I go out to do my afternoon walk, and it's windy, cloudy, and cold. So when it's all three of those things, that doesn't work for me.
Now, Eddie, you almost lost your toupee.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that just doesn't work for me. So, you're in the right place down there.
Thank you. Now, it's a little chilly for Florida. We went down in the high 40s last night, and right now it's very beautiful, but this morning it was in the little high 50s. Now, people go, oh, that ain't nothing. And it's true. It's not nothing. But when you're used to 70s and 80s all the time, it is a little rude. But no, we're very blessed to be down here.
Yeah, that's one thing that people don't understand about Florida is, you know, the people talk about how hot it is down there. And in the wintertime, it's just beautiful. It's like spring weather. It doesn't get that hot. And it's about 50% humidity, which is perfect, you know, in the wintertime usually. And so it's just absolutely perfect from like November to April. So.
Yesterday I was at a car show at 4 p.m. to about 6:30 p.m. and the temperature was 70 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just absolutely perfect. So, all right. Enough
okay.
about that.
Okay.
We do have the Thermont Christmas Market Craft and Vendor Show at the Thermont Event Complex. So that's inside. That's today.
They put that on a t-shirt. Woo!
Yeah. We've got Winter Wonderland. That this is at a place called Megan Pertell Photography. So I don't know if she's taking photos of people there at that event or what it is.
Okay.
By the way, folks, you can go to facebook.com/Frederick County and find all these. We have the Maryland Christmas Show going on right now at the fairgrounds. We have the Bicycle Escape Cranksgiving going on today at 10:30. People are going to be riding their bicycles. Okay. So dress warm, folks.
Yeah.
We've got a 8-ball tournament. This will be inside. 8/9-ball tournament. I've never played 8-ball. I've played 9-ball.
No, you mean the opposite. You've had to play 8-ball.
Yeah, 8-ball, yeah.
Yeah, 9-ball you haven't played.
No, that's correct.
Yeah. And that's it's a great game, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got a food truck and music weekends at Linganore Wine Cellars.
Nice.
So that might be outside, so you're going to need to – see, this is the time of the year you can wear your nice winter coat, you know, your nice top coat and stuff. So
you mean the one I've got hanging in my closet up here?
I seriously doubt you even still have one.
I do. I have one hanging here. You never know.
Yeah, okay. We've got music in the village at the village at Warman's Mill. That is Saturday the 19th. That's today at 1 p.m. Tomorrow, the 20th, we've got this leather working event. It is a $100 fee, so I guess they're supplying some materials and so forth. They're going to teach you how to work with leather.
Okay.
So that's tomorrow at 10 a.m. We've got Frederick Comic Con tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess people dress up in like comic book character outfits and things like that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tomorrow also is the Maryland Christmas Show. So that's a 2-day event. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. Frosty Friday, the Downtown Frederick Partnership is having a Frosty Friday event November 25th at 9 a.m.
Great.
November 25 is again the Maryland Christmas Show going on the 25th. And of course, karaoke
there
the 25th
Callahan's.
At 9 p.m. at Callahan's. Mm-hmm. You can have that. What would you get if you went to Callahan's Seafood Bar?
I would probably get the seafood, what they call where they have the shrimp, the mussels, the clams, and the fish all in one meal.
So you wouldn't get seafood. The crab cakes? The crab cakes?
I may. It depends on the crab cakes. I'm pretty picky about
them. Get a side of crab cakes.
Yeah. Love it. I love crab cakes.
Yeah, they're famous.
That's the only thing we're missing down here in Florida is good crab cakes. I just had steamed crabs on Thursday night. Very good. We've got a place down here that does Maryland steamed crabs, and went there Thursday night for a delicacy down here. Loved it.
Yeah,
we had somebody come by the table and take a picture to give you an idea how few people eat Maryland steamed crabs down here.
Now, I've got one more
Real quick. We only got 30 seconds.
December 31st, New Year's Eve, family celebration at Adventure Park USA.
Oh, great. That would be nice.
So New Year's Eve at Adventure Park.
If you're looking to spend it with your family, there's no better way. And, of course, there's a lot of other choices that you can make that would be non-family before more adults. But it's going to be a good time. Hey, appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much for being with us.
Great show, Dave.
Craig, thank you so much for making it that way.
Take care.
Bye-bye now. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. We appreciate him being here, and we look forward to talking to him next week. I'm Dave Sirio. It's Saturday morning, and I mean it's 10 to 11 right here. You Auto Now.
Looking for the repair facility that has everything? ACE certified techs, AAA approval, expert import and domestic auto repair, light truck, medium truck, and motorhome repair. Wassler Auto Service in Taylorsville should be your choice. Dave Wassler and his staff perform BG services, install Jasper engines and transmissions with convenient hours, including Saturdays 8 to 1. Wassler Auto Service, Route 26 and 27 in Taylorsville, 410-635-8375. Wassler Auto Service, a preferred repair facility of You Auto Know.
It's You Auto Know with Dave Sirio on 930 WFMD.
Good old Henry Ford, he was a hardworking man. He worked all night and all day. I said, Henry, what you doing? And Henry, he said, I'm inventing the Chevrolet. He said, I've already built 25 models. One for each letter from A to Z. I said, Henry, you fool, there are 26 letters in the alphabet. He said, good heavens, I forgot the Mach-Z.
absolutely free. My good
advice. More than 50 years ago, I was sitting at home listening to those records. Alan Sherman was somebody that was played in my house all the time. So Bill Cosby, Alan Sherman. Unbelievable. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. With me, I have Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning, Mr. Dave. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Everybody should recognize Jose's voice from the last 2 weeks. Jose and Todd, along with Ryan, have been very, very nice to host the show while I was out of the area. Hey, I really appreciate you guys. I heard you did a great job, and do appreciate you doing it for me.
Hey, we had a lot of fun doing the show with Ryan. He's a hoot. And, Todd really adds a whole lot to the show, of course. Everyone loves Todd.
Yep.
So we had a blast.
Now, what is Todd doing right now? He's not here today. What's he doing right now?
Right. Exactly, Dave. They are putting our boat, the Spirit of Apprenticeship, in Carroll Creek. So here we go. With,
sure enough, to break through the ice?
Yep. Sailing through the winter solstice,
yes.
which is color on the creek. Mm-hmm. All the boats are being put in today.
Nice.
And they are putting ours in via crane. This is kind
of really
cool to watch.
Well,
yeah,
I didn't know they were that
in the
big.
Area.
I didn't know they were that big.
Well, they're only about anywhere from about 12 foot to about 20 foot.
Oh, that's big.
That's big. Yeah. Yep, so it's quite a sight to see, and we've got a host of guys in the water. That water is very cold.
I'm sure.
And they're anchoring the boats down. They have big chains and anchors that hold these boats in place, and we watched them very closely through the weather,
mm-hmm.
the windy weather through the winter. So, you know, sometimes we've had a couple of boats capsized from the wind.
Whew. Well, let me tell you something. Monday morning, if you have a couple guys sneezy peasy, I would understand.
Mm. Yeah.
Nippy. Not me. I don't do any of the plunges. I donate money. No problem. You need $40, $50. There you go. But don't get my butt in the cold water. No, thank you.
Yeah. Now, we are encouraging the public to vote.
Sure.
For their favorite vote. A vote costs a dollar.
Okay.
And that dollar goes to a nonprofit that boat is sponsoring, and that's how we raise money for our community.
Who is your lucky nonprofit this year?
This year it is Second Chances Garage. Good. It's a great organization, as you know.
You bet.
And we are happy to partner with them, and all the monies will go towards their programs, helping people get into vehicles. These are people who need a leg up in the community, who need transportation. Second Chances Garage does a great job by providing those needy with vehicles. And they're not free.
No.
They actually cost $500 for that person to get into that car.
Company up in Baltimore, Vehicles for Change, does a very similar thing. Very, very good company and refurbishes these vehicles. And then, of course, as you said, Second Chance Garage, I'm familiar with them many times, the involvement of them in your car show. And great organization, and they are putting people, you know, hey, let me tell you something. $500 for a car that will pass Maryland State inspection is not even a heck of a deal. It's a hell of a deal. And for anybody to be able to get a hold of that, it's people who are in need, and that's a great thing. And I, you know what? When you pay $500 for something, instead of it just given to you, you still appreciate it more. And the goal is for them to keep the car, take good care of it. Of course, Second Chance even helps out with that. So a very good organization.
Yeah, it really is. And you're absolutely right. The recipients have skin in the game,
yep.
And they end up maintaining that vehicle.
Yep.
They do truly appreciate it, and it is a real success story here in our community.
That's great. I'm glad you, and it's success mainly because of Dynamic Automotive also. I would think that you're probably one of their biggest contributors.
We help them out restoring vehicles, although they do have staff now that is very professional and can restore most of their vehicles when they are in need, or if they mm-hmm. have something that needs a whole lot. We are right there ready to help them out.
Good.
Repairing or restoring these vehicles.
Very good. I think you do it at a very, very discounted price, too, don't you?
Actually, we donate everything.
Do you really? You do it free for them?
Free.
Wow.
Yes.
Jose, I'm telling you, you and your partners, kudos. That's a heck of a give back, and people don't have any idea of what involvement that is. I mean, parts do not come to you by a little fairy. You have to pay for them, and for you to donate your services like that is remarkable.
Now, I will say that they do provide, I would say, 90% of the parts to us.
Okay.
We donate all the labor, and then whatever residual parts we need to finish up the job, we take care of on our end.
Still, very, very, very good. That's a way to treat people and give back to the community, and we appreciate that.
Thank you. We enjoy working this way with them. They're just a tremendous organization to be a partner with. And you know, Dave, it's going on, I would say, close to about 10 years we've had this association with them.
That's great. Have I heard a nasty rumor that there's going to be a number 6?
Oh, it you know.
I think I was let out of this one. I don't think I was in the loop. But somebody that hosts the show every once in a while let it slip yesterday morning.
Right, yes. So we are looking for number 6. It may be happening sooner than later. I can't say when or where.
Oh, no problem.
But absolutely, we are on the cusp.
Well, good.
Searching for a number 6, and it's going to happen sooner than later.
Well, you must have Ryan convinced, because he said yesterday morning when I called in for my Friday morning call, he said Dynamic Automotive with their 5 locations and soon to be number 6. And I went, ooh, you know. So, very good. Well, congratulations. I hope that works out well for you. Keep us informed of what's going on. We can't wait to hear some more news about that.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. So, 5 locations now, which I think you're plumb crazy. You know that. Okay. I had one location, thought for a moment of going to a second location, and as I like to say, came to my senses. But it really is remarkable, the job that you're doing in the Frederick area, and we're so proud. So we're going to have our discussion. We're going to continue our discussion in just a few moments. But I want to thank you very much once again for hosting the show last week and the week before, and we hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And when we come back, we've got some more to talk about, okay?
Okie doke.
All right. Jose from Dynamic Automotive joining us today while Todd is out on the creek taking care of the boat placement. I'm Dave Serio. The show's called You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings, every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930.
We're in my old Ford, old Lord, hose in my floorboard, but she don't sing.
You want your mileage back and all the extra money you've spent feeding an engine gunked up with carbon. Your car needs its fuel system cleaned, and it needs it now. You need BG44K. It's the one dealerships use the most. In fact, they use BG44K almost 3-to-1 over any other fuel system cleaner made. To find a shop near you, go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
I got my mileage back.
BG. In the race of everyday life, it's nice to have the green flag. But if you hit drivetrain problems, professional drivers like you trust Jasper Engines and Transmissions. A Jasper remanufactured engine, transmission, or differential costs less than replacing your vehicle and comes with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide transferable warranty. So get the green flag in your race of everyday life with Jasper. To find an installer near you, visit jasperengines.com.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know.
Dynamic Automotive, with 4 locations there to serve you. Liberty Town, Urbana, New Market, and Frederick.
Crisp mornings and fresh air. It's apple season at Catoctin Mountain Orchard. Stop in for your favorites. Granny Smith, Evercrisp, Crunch-A-Bunch, Empire, Fuji, Crimson Crisp, Gala, and Golden Delicious apples are all available. At Catoctin Mountain Orchard, you can also find Bosque and Seckel pears, plus jams, jellies, and fresh baked pies. Don't forget their apple cider donuts and jugs of apple cider. 15 minutes from Frederick and Thurmont, off of Route 15, you can't miss it. Online at CatoctinMountainOrchard.com.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Tim.
What?
Here at Hafer's Guns, we make silencing that easy. With a huge inventory of in-stock suppressors in each location, in-house photographs and fingerprints, and electronic forms, heck, we can even look at threading your barrel too. Shh! Do you hear it? Neither do we. Hafer's Guns, proud to be your one-stop gun shop, including your suppressor and NFA needs, now with 2 locations.
So how's your mom doing these days?
Well, she's not getting around like she used to, and she lives alone, so I'm a bit worried.
You should get Age Well Senior Fitness. They helped my mom improve her strength and balance, and they came right to her house.
I don't know. Mom has so many different health problems.
That's no problem. Their trainers are experienced with all kinds of conditions, like stroke or Parkinson's. It's really the best investment we ever made for mom.
If this sounds like you or someone you know, there is help. Call 240-397-9050 or go to agewellseniorfitness.com.
This is Paul Smith. Please join me for the closing argument, where we discuss important political issues of the day. It's Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. on 930 WFMD.
You know, when you think about it, this car is really responsible for everything I have. Beach house, my jet, my fortune.
Alan.
Shh, she didn't mean it. It's not true.
So that means you're... Dad is kind of responsible for your success, too, doesn't it?
I never really thought of it like that. I guess he is. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, that gave me the chills. Oh, no, wait, there's a hole in the floorboard.
Anybody else want to drive for a while?
I don't know how to drive.
What?
I grew up in Manhattan. I've been in taxis and cop cars. Ooh. This is my first time in the front seat.
Well, there's no time like the present. I'm gonna pull in here. I'm pretty sure they sell underwear at Cracker Barrel.
The last incarnation of 2.5 men. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show You Ought to Know. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners and, of course, all of our sponsors, including Dynamic Automotive, will echo that. And we have Jose with Dynamic Automotive with us right now. Once again, good morning, Jose.
Good morning, Mr. Dave. How you doing?
We're doing well, doing well. Next week's show is going to be a recorded program because we're all taking the holiday off for Thanksgiving. But I want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and, of course, the family of people that work at Dynamic Automotive.
The same to you, my dear friend.
Thank you, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All righty. Hey, this is an interesting recall. You know, people say to me all the time, man, there never used to be so many recalls. Aren't they making vehicles decent anymore? And my answer is, yes, they are, because the recalls are so specific nowadays that it's almost impossible to be a manufacturer without a recall. This is a prime example. I don't know if you heard about this, but Audi and VW are having a recall because of the tire pressure monitor system. It turns out that NHTSA ordered the recall because the tire pressure monitoring system on these cars, listen to this, may not detect an air pressure loss in the required 20-minute time window when deflation occurs among all four tires simultaneously.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, that is very specific, and we are talking about new technology that is held to the safety standards now.
Yes, it's unbelievable. I mean, what are the odds of you having four tires going low all at the same time? And trust me, if that's the case, you don't need a light to tell you that's happening, okay?
Yeah,
you've gone over the strips that the police have thrown down in order for that to happen.
That's so true. Four tires going down. You would really need to know just one tire going down, and you would acquire that feel, you know, of that tire, that corner of that car becoming spongy, and that itself is dangerous enough.
Sure, and the system would work fine for that. It's only when all four are going down simultaneously that it had a problem. So all they have to do, by the way, is recode the system. So it's going to involve taking your vehicle to the dealer or having them reprogram the ECM or the ABS or whatever it's going to be and do that. So it's going to be a pretty simple fix.
And here we are in the age of updating your computer in your car.
Now,
that's what it is.
Tesla has a recall, but as once again with Tesla, they're very, very good about this. The Model S and X are having a problem with power steering, but they have a way of correcting that problem over the air. They don't have to take your vehicle in anywhere, and they'll do it right on the vehicle. So it's about as convenient as you can get.
Some of the updates in your conventional vehicles, I will say, are done over the air as well. So a lot of people don't realize that they are getting updated programming overnight.
I had an update on my Hellkitty, my 2016 Hellcat. I had an update over the air through the audio system. They came through and did an update for me on that.
Yeah, yep.
That had to do with the stealing of the cars. They found a way that somebody could make their way into the system. So over the air, they put in a safeguard to prevent that from happening.
Hey, Dave, one of the subjects that Ryan had brought up during the 2-week period was the fact that Carvana was going out of business.
Really?
I haven't heard that. Yeah, yeah.
So apparently they've
been in trouble for a couple of months.
Wow.
And it seems like their showroom, which is a tower, a glass tower, looks like a dispensing machine.
Yep.
Todd went down to the Gaithersburg location, empty, completely empty.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yeah, they're experiencing hard times. And, you know, we started talking about e-commerce sales of vehicles and the trend that's going on with them. And I sort of dug into e-commerce in general. It's been a topic for automotive parts as a whole. In 2018, actually took over 6.5% of the total parts sold in the industry. And by 2021, it actually doubled to 12.1%.
I order my parts all over online right now.
So by contrast, parts sales are really, really up when it comes to e-commerce. And some of the most popular parts, and you can comment on this, exhaust systems, are up 19.8%,
which are not easy to ship, by the way.
No, yeah, they're bulky,
yep.
And some of them can be very, very heavy. You're exactly right. Braking systems are up to 18.1%.
Now that's surprising because I don't know what your policy is at your shop, But my policy at my shop was never to install customer brake parts because of the liability in Maryland. The liability law in Maryland is not very conducive to installing customer safety parts.
And I'm glad you brought that up because that is the trend across the country. Hmm. Most professional shops will refuse to install a provided part by the customer because of the liability.
I had a number of heated discussions, unfortunately, more heated on the opposite side than me, but people get upset. They went and bought these parts. They can't install them themselves, and they need somebody to do it, and they can't find anybody. And by the time they come to me, I'm probably the third shop they've talked to that's turning them down. But if they understood the Maryland state liability laws, it doesn't matter whether we installed them or not. It doesn't matter if the part fails and it's not our supplied part. We have no manufacturer to back us up. We're standing out there naked in the world to a liability lawyer, and it's not a good spot to be in. If we install a supplied part that we buy from a supplier, we have that supplier and we have the supplier, the manufacturer, to their liability to stand with us in court. And we won't be naked to the law, and it makes a big difference.
Yep. Yeah. Now I will say that most of the parts that are being purchased in this manner are by do-it-yourselfers, DIYs.
Yep. Right.
You know, DIYers are very used to installing their own parts,
and that's what it's designed for. It's not designed for buying parts to have somebody else install them.
Yeah. So the do-it-for-me crowd, they are used to just going to the shop and allowing the shop to put on their own part, which is guaranteed by that shop.
Sure.
And now, as you know, warranties have been extended. The new norm is 3 years, 36,000 miles.
Wow. That is impressive.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm out.
Yeah. It used to be 12 and 12.
Exactly.
And then it went to 24.
I would extend
24.
It. I mean, if somebody came to me, it was a year and a half, and it was, 18,000 miles and something happened, I would talk to my supplier and try to work it out. I mean, if I didn't think it lasted as long as it should. But 336, that's tough. And to do a job completely over again, it can really be costly.
And you're right. If you have a good relationship with your supplier, of course, if you're buying the majority of your parts from that supplier, more times than not, that supplier is going to go, sure, let's go ahead and cover this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. We only have about 2 minutes left, sir. So let's talk about the five locations of Dynamic Automotive.
Okay. So if you're in the neighborhood of Newmarket, give my partner a call, Lee Foreman or Sarah, at 301-694-5460. They are located at 10530 Old National Pike. Hours of operation 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. They can take care of all of your automotive or truck needs. And in the Libertytown area, of course, we've got Scott and Todd at Libertytown. Call them at 301-694-6250. They are located at 11931 Main Street, same hours of operation. Now, our largest location is right off of Route 270 in Urbana at 8824 Urbana Church Road. You can give them a call at 301-874-8833. You'll get a hold of Stu in the Quick Lube, or you'll get a hold of my partner, Dwayne, or Paul in the repair shop. And that shop does ADOS repairs on calibrations and body shop issues. We'll take good care of your vehicles at that location. That's our largest location. And then we have Frederick. Big Bobby Allen handles that location. Give him a call at 301-662-3300. He specializes in Jeeps and fleets. And then we have our fifth location in Emmitsburg at 301-447-2800, 20 Creamery Way. Mr. Adam Trawick handles that location. Give him a call for all of your automotive and truck needs. And if you mention Dave Serio or the show, you ought to know, we'll be happy to perform a DVI inspection free of charge. Thank you, Mr. Dave.
Thank you, Jose. Have yourself a really great holiday, and we look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy your holiday.
You
Take
too.
Care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
That's all the time we have, folks. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Have a blessed day and happy Thanksgiving.
Radio 930 WFM.